brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, one of my producers got approached by a Fed last night. I'm not going to say which one. He was at a bar by his house having a beer. The guy comes over, classic MO, starts talking about Alex Jones, starts talking about how he knows one of our former producers, who's very suspect, and all this other stuff, all this inside info, and just absolutely staged, and then started asking what we think about Obama and things here at the office. Again, we got feds all over us, folks, because we know they're planning on launching a deadly flu attack. They want to find one thing to march in here and take me to prison. And I just pray to God. I put everything in God's hands, whatever God's will is. If it's God's will, they kill me. God's will, they put me in prison and torture me. You know what? I don't even ask people to pray that God protect me. If it's providence, that's the way it is. I believe I need to stay outside prison, outside the grave, and I want to continue my work, but I'm not worried about dying. I'm not afraid of dying. And I don't want to leave my family unprotected, but I know God. The only time I ask God for anything is that if I do get killed or imprisoned, that God will put up a hedge around my wife and children. I don't even want to get into it. I shouldn't even have talked about it. We just got feds everywhere. They're so criminal, man. They're so criminal. I mean, they know we're good. They know we're not terrorists. They know we know their bosses are terrorists. The banks are bankrupting America. Good people inside the Army sent me the Army document, how they follow me and Ron Paul around and how they go to our In the Fed events. Then people didn't believe that document. It became national news. The Army admitted it. I mean, if you want to know the government's criminal, folks, it's totally illegal to have the Army following us around. It's illegal to have the local threat integration fusion center with their informants going around. And this is happening to all the major We Are Change leaders. They go to a bar or they go to a restaurant or they go to church. People walk up and ask, hey, you ever thought about attacking the president? I mean, I've had cops right out of central casting over and over again at the grocery store walk over. At a restaurant when I'm covering Bilderberg, you know, at a hotel 10 miles away. Hey, Alex, I'm a big fan of you. You want to attack the State Department tomorrow? And I'm like, leave me alone, cop. You know I'm nonviolent. I've even had the cops go, the feds go, well, you know, I'm just doing my job. And I'm like, I just can't handle it anymore. I'm just so sick of you. Listen, you jackass. They're shooting your kids up with cancer viruses. You think it's cute? You think it's cute? The eugenicists are jacking the water and jacking you? I'm sick of it. How in the world do I shut up? How in the world do I not sit here and speak out and tell the truth? How in the world do I go along with your crap, you stupid idiots? Even if you're evil, you FBI and police criminals, even if you're really dark side people that deal drugs and kill people and all the other crap you do, even if you are stealing drugs out of the impound department and the rest of it, this is a lot bigger than that, you fools. This is real. They are sticking stuff in your water. You understand how diabolical this is? This is a level of evil way above all your gangster crap. All above your macho societies. It's way above that. It's 1,000 times darker. It's cold-blooded. It's scientific. It's religious. And I'm not part of the sacrament of death. I don't want to be fed into the maw of the New World Order. But I don't, you know what? But in the final equation, it doesn't matter if I am, if it protects innocence. And I love other people's children as much as I love mine. I love innocence, and I love goodness. And as a man, I am here to stand up against evil. And that doesn't mean I'm perfect. And I'm just getting so sick of it. I do say this. Anybody does anything to my people or my family, I do pray for people to pray that God bring justice to anybody that lays their hands on any of us. But I don't even need to say that prayer. You evil people have hellish lives because you are evil. And you're going to learn the fear of God. You understand that?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in the fourth quarter of this hour, I'm going to get into governors opposed DOD emergency powers, multiple congressmen saying they're planning to use the flu as a martial law cover story. This is the Governors Association. This is prominent members of Congress. This is Congressman Brown, former Republican leader Dick Armey, Ron Paul, current congressman. Folks, this is really happening. Criminals really do run the government. We're also going to get into how the flu shots are killing people en masse. So that's coming up. And then how we get the word out and stop these people with grassroots campaign like the Obama poster. That idea, that system is key. All right, here's the bio of the individual we're about to interview for the next 30, 40 minutes or so. He's Pale Horse. His YouTube address is YouTube Ohio Militia, youtube.com/Ohio Militia, former enlisted Army and founder of this section of the Northern Ohio Militia near Cleveland, and they train. It goes on to say, site got hacked a couple of days ago, but we still have some of his videos, he's saying. Now, let's go ahead and play a clip of Pale Horse. Here it is.
It has nothing to do with the fact that we have a black president. I started my group several years ago before we had a black president, when Bush was in office. They're trying to make it look as if oh, all of a sudden Obama's in office, and now all of a sudden these militants are taking up arms. I mean, a year ago, before Obama was in office, there was all this stuff on YouTube. There was all these MySpace pages. Alex Jones was still doing the same thing that he's doing. It's all been the same. I'm sure more people have woken up since then, but, you know, it's not the way that the media is portraying us.
Baggers, birthers, deathers, those on the outer fringe are on the rise. It should come as no surprise then that almost a death.
Okay, so later we're going to play some of the actual newscast where they were demonizing him and putting him up there, but not really letting him finish a coherent statement. That way they could just use the scary-sounding voice to intimidate people. And I would think out of the thousands of militia videos that are out there, they probably chose Pale Horse's video because the voice changer he's using to protect his identity does make it sound scary. And that's meant to scare little old ladies and people living in their inner city crime compounds. Let's go ahead and go to Pale Horse right now, joining us live. We were able to get him on the show because he contacted us. Mr. Pale Horse, good to have you on with us.
Thank you. This is an honor, definitely.
Now, why are you not protecting your voice here on the radio?
Well, really, you know, I get a lot of things on YouTube. Oh, the government knows who you are. You know, why are you covering your face? Why are you disguising your voice? And really, it was more, you know, I know the FBI and whoever wants, if they want to know who I am, they know who I am. And it was more or less as, you know, just to give the video mystique. And clearly it worked because I ended up on, you know, corporate news. So.
Well, let me just be honest with you here out of the gates. I told my staff as soon as they saw this last Thursday when you emailed us, well, I'd seen it Tuesday and Wednesday on national television everywhere, but then I actually watched some of your videos even before to ascertain and really assess from my research who and what you are. And then you contacted us, and I said, I need some more time to look into this. But either you were doing this to get attention, knowing that putting this mystique on it, as you call it, would make the media pick up on what you were saying because it was useful to them, or you are a Adam Gadon-type Fed or Foundation-hired person meant to make the militias look dangerous and fringe and bad. I'm not here judging you. I'm not here saying you're a bad person. I'm just here to try to really, truly assess. Now, talking to you here on air and having more time to look at what you do, I think this may be more of an art project and that you did this to get attention, and that certainly worked, but we're going to try to ascertain that here today. But instead of me just talking at you, Pale Horse, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your militia and what you guys stand for.
Well, basically, we're just a militia group like any other group. I started in the Washington State Militia, and then upon moving back to Ohio, which is my native state, I began training with the Michigan Militia, and I just got real proactive in the movement. And, you know, basically just started my own group eventually. And, you know, I'm just trying to get the word out there and just train to protect my family. And, you know, I think you have the wrong idea of, you know, who I am. Basically, you know, I didn't put the video up to get attention. I had no idea that, you know, it would be as big as it was, you know, 100,000 plus views and being all over the news and everything.
I thought you just said you wanted mystique.
Well, yeah, I mean, the idea of the video is that mystique, but at the same time, I had no idea that it was going to go as far as it did, you know what I mean? I was just telling people to buy guns and basically just prepare for what's to come, same as you do.
What are your influences?
I am actually friends with Mark Kornacki. He's one of my big influences. I've read the book Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper.
Let me ask you a question. Did you read the part in there about holograms and the aliens filming Jesus in a hologram and flying submarines and the Bilderberg Group meeting under the Arctic Circle in submarines?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've heard all the, you know, the shape-shifting reptilians.
No, you're not listening
stuff.
To me. I'm seeing if you actually read that book. Tell me about that book.
Basically, it talks about how he was in the Navy at one point, and, you know, he's seen spaceships come out of the ocean, and I mean, he covers so many different things in there.
Okay, does it talk about aliens sacrificing Jesus and holograms?
Yes, yes it does.
Okay, so you read the book, all right. Just making sure there. Listen, I'm not trying to, listen, you may be a nice guy, and talking to you now, I'm not saying you're bad, and we all learn, we all try, we all grow. And so, I'm just asking you this question. When you saw yourself on national television, on ABC and Fox and everywhere else, why do you think, out of all the militia videos out there, they chose you?
I would say because the fact that my face is covered and because the scary voice modulator that I had on there, because it's kind of saying, you know, this could be anybody. This could be your neighbor. You know what I mean? And it's easy to point the finger at a guy with no face rather than, you know, a specific person. Does that
okay.
make sense?
Okay. Listen, I want to hold you for a while. I want to give you a chance to give us your perspective. I'm not here attacking you, Pale Horse. Why did you choose the name Pale Horse? You know, Pale Horse is death.
Yes. Well, you know, I want to say death to the NWO and death to the Illuminati. So that is my message. My former name was Hobbs. You know, I just liked the name, and it really had nothing to do with, you know, being the enemy of mankind or anything like that.
I didn't think that. I was asking, and I figured that was what you would say. I'm just really here trying to learn, Pale Horse. There in Ohio, how many videos have you made? How long have you been making videos?
I've been posting them on YouTube for the past year. I believe the first one I put up was in October, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. So I hadn't actually put out a video in quite some time, you know, due to being busy in my daily life. But, you know, once seeing myself on the news, and I felt that I had to put, you know, a response to that, which you've seen and you have posted on your site.
Absolutely. I mean, you noticed when we posted your video, we didn't make a judgment. We said,
no.
Here's what Pale Horse has to say. It's just here on air, I'm trying to flesh this out. I'm not making a judgment of you. I'm telling you, we said either this is a guy who wanted to get his message out and knew this would be spooky and it would, which you're saying is the case, and I tend to believe you, or this is ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, or actual federal government, because the lighting, the way you have your lieutenant behind you, him wearing the gas mask, this is exactly how the feds would do it. I mean, this is directly with the proven fake Al-Qaeda videos and Adam Gadon and all of these. This is directly out of central casting what you did. So you are a talented guy. The way you did this, you know, with your, again, you look like a bad guy from a James Bond publication. From a James Bond movie, my issue is I've always told the militia, you're constitutional, you're wonderful, you're the salt of the earth, we should be mainline and run for sheriff and have it be shooting enthusiast clubs. So any group that's hiding in secret and telling you to sneak around in the bushes with them, though, is going to be filled with feds, and they're going to try to provocateur you and plant pipe bombs on you. And so, In my experience, guys that show up at city council in camo, and because I've gone and tracked these people, and I actually, one time to find out about them, infiltrated a few of the groups, like, oh, they'd be happy to have Alex Jones in them. I went as a true patriot and infiltrated and found out there were feds in these. So I was like, whoa. So I have actually gone a decade ago, 12 years ago, and done research. I found one real militia group in Central Texas. The others were commanded by feds. Okay, so I want to warn anybody that gets involved with these militias that you're going to be there with feds or foreign mercenaries or Mossad agents who are going to be trying to get you to carry out acts of terrorism so they can create the fictitious view in the public with decoys that there is actually a terror movement so they can sick Homeland Security on the American people. Did you ever think about that, Pale Horse?
Oh, of course. I mean, I know there's plenty of feds out there in the militia movement. But if you knew me personally, which obviously you don't, you'd know that I'm the furthest thing from a fed that you could possibly have. I mean, I'm just a regular guy. You know, I work. I have two children. And, you know, I just woke up eventually, like everyone should. And at that point, you know, I did the same thing that you do, and I just decided to do the best that I can to fight the New World Order and, you know, just make a name for my group. And
Well, here's the deal.
Involved.
We're in urban terrain, and so this is your uniform.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GrafUnder Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is the end.
He'll be with us till about 40 after or so. He's Pale Horse from Ohio. Look at this image here on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv or go watch his videos online. We have them linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or on YouTube at YouTube/Ohio Militia. Perfect how they've got the American flag behind them. And this is a multifaceted image. Now, if you hit on this by yourself, which may be true, I'm not saying you're a liar, then it's amazing, because this is exactly how the globalists would phrase it. They would put a lieutenant behind you, which is associated with third world dictators, thugs, things like that. He's also meant to look a bit ridiculous, a bit tubby, with mixed-matched uniforms to disgust military people, esprit de corps. This is meant, they're afraid of the military and police, as the Southern Poverty Law Center said when they attacked me and Stuart Rhodes and Ron Paul in their report last week. They're afraid of the military and police joining the spirit of 1776. So they're all into being in shape, and I'm not saying you're fat, maybe it's just a lot of clothes you're wearing, into how they dress, what they look like. I mean, a gas mask, helmets. So this is meant to look Laurel and Hardy right here. But then your voice is also meant to scare little old ladies who don't get that message. It's just meant to scare them and kind of scare the gelded, cowardly public. And then you've got your adjunct here or your mini-me behind you. I mean, sir, you have hit. Look, talking to you right now, your voice, everything you say sounds like you're not a Fed. But then the image is just, how did you perfectly hit what the New World Order would want? I mean, just magically, or I guess there's thousands of militias, somebody out there is going to put out the image the establishment wants?
It was actually very impromptu. I mean, you know, having my friend stand behind me was actually like a spur-of-the-moment decision, you know, as we were filming this thing. And, you know, it was a showing force, basically, that it's not just me, you know, that there's actually other people in my group. And, you know, that's
like the Republic of Texas has admirals over bass boats.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
look. I think you're obviously a good American. Your voice, everything. I couldn't tell off the voice on here. And I'm not knocking you. And a lot of these militia guys get mad because they want to strut around at events in camo and walk around acting tough, and it's like some kind of adolescent, you know, deal or something. And then I see them go to prison. I see them get set up. Anytime somebody's, join the militia. Yeah, we're going to case out the local police station. And then you find out it's the cops leading it, and they bust you, and they put a pipe bomb in your car, and it's militia's plan to bomb the police station. And it comes out 6 months later in federal court that you weren't planning that, but they got the feds created the Viper Militia out of a meth-dealing, toothless biker gang on the West Coast. So they could have the term Viper with militia. I've got stacks of news articles here. Mossad double agent is script writer for Bin Laden tape. Hardcore Zionist Adam Perlman, who once condemned Muslims as bloodthirsty terrorists, behind latest scam. The Intel Center uploaded the Al-Qaeda videos with their own watermark, with the Al-Qaeda watermark. Proven. Same people. Turned out the guy running Intel Center was Black Ops commander under Rumsfeld, in CIA and Pentagon both. Here's another one. White supremacist radio host Hal Turner was FBI informant, came out in federal court. That's mainstream news. Miami Herald reports the major leaders of their white supremacist meetings there are feds. You have the Southern Poverty Law Center with Elohim City white supremacist compound, founded and commanded by Southern Poverty Law Center. That came out mainstream news, FBI documents, running McVeigh out of there. Then you have the Army involved, Camp Grouper, fueling the Ryder truck. Local cops saw it, took photos, thought it was suspicious. Look, they're loading that Ryder truck. Of course, then some of the cops that released that got killed. Oh, yeah, they kill cops. So you need to understand, bro, that I understand that maybe this is a feedback loop from old militia movies the feds put out and old Al-Qaeda movies they put out. You picked up the archetypal image of this and maybe subconsciously recreated it here. Just when I saw this, it was like red alert. So do you get where I'm coming from?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, I wish I was that clever, to be honest. Really, it was just, you know, with the innovation of editing and everything, you know, I just sat there for 10 minutes sweating under the heat lamps and just said everything that was on my mind and edited it down and just threw in a few news clips. And that was, you know, the basic, you know, format of the video. You know, I mean, I didn't really have a pre-written script or anything like that. I'm like,
well, listen, what you say is pretty good. Which is another thing the feds would do. When they put out fake messages, it sounds reasonable, but then the imagery is bad to make people then think you're bad when people hear the good message later. I've studied the enemy operations. Stay there. I want to let folks hear what Pale Horse actually has to say and who you really are on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Back to Pale Horse here in just a moment. I do want to tell folks about some of the sponsors that have made today's broadcast possible. One of them is Eat Foods Direct. This is the storable foods company, the best prices, the highest quality, no GMO, no hybrid. And one of the most important points is they manufacture it every week. They can the food. They prepare the food every week at their factory in Utah. This is not stuff from 10 years ago that's been sitting in a warehouse rotting, filled with MSG. There's none of that. New and fresh, more than 10 years and climate controlled. 10 years if it's in your garage, like my house, so I don't have room for it. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, and then FoodsDirect.com, just one word. eFoodsDirect.com, big fat banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. With all these uncertain times, with the economy and depression and the talk of flu, we hope none of that happens. We're trying to get the word out so the globalists don't launch their op. But we hope for the best, prepare for the worst. eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. And then lastly, we want to tell you about a free offer going on right now at frontsight.com. That's FrontSight.com. frontsight.com, like the front sight on a rifle. It is the biggest and most successful private firearms training facility in the country. They have a lot of free stuff as well online at frontsight.com, a lot of online tips, a free newsletter. But you can go to Pahrump, Nevada, right outside Pahrump, Nevada. The fall fills up quick, so register today. And when you take the five-day world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute, you secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, and you get a free XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. They've got an incredible special going, but it won't last forever. So frontsight.com, check them out today. Run by Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Okay. Going back to Pale Horse. Pale Horse, I've got a few final comments I want to make. But other points you'd like to add about being now the poster boy for the militia slash right-wing extremist slash white supremacist movement, because they, you know, they first say white supremacists, then they connect it to militias that are a good thing. Then once they demonize militias, they connect that to gun owners, veterans, conservatives, people that don't want the health care bill. And I don't know if you've heard my show before, but I've been making the point the last year that as soon as they reintroduce the militias are going to kill you propaganda, that means they're getting ready to stage a false terror attack and blame it on all of us out here fighting the New World Order. So we're now moving into that final phase, and none of us are perfect in our presentation here. I've certainly done plenty the media can demonize, so I'm not here judging you. I'm just constructively saying that, well, there's a guy that wears a skull mask, but in a sharp Marine dress uniform. They tracked him down off his IP address and threatened to court-martial him. He didn't stop. They were scared of that sharp uniform and a high and tight focused person whose eyes were, you know, pointed straight and on target, because the top, you know, the eyes were showing. It's the eyes being covered up. If you're going to cover your face, show your eyes. This is contact with people. They don't respect somebody whose eyes they can't see. Get a uniform that's trim. I mean, there's such a thing. It all goes into military psychology. And I'm not here knocking you. This is stuff I learned over the years. Go ahead.
You know, I do agree. You know, I could be a Fed. But at the same time, anyone who's in the militia movement should be wary of anyone that they don't know. And but
you don't have to be wary if you're at county commissioners meetings out in the open, and if you're doing things like the Appleseed course, where you're just out saying, everybody come out, it's fun, we're shooting and rediscovering George Washington, and we're the good guys, we're the majority. The feds are scared to death of that movement. They want it to be, you know, we're putting on our mask and hiding in the woods and, you know, sneaking up to cornrows and aiming our guns out when cops drive by, acting like we're doing something bad. That's what's filled with feds. Do you understand?
Well, yeah, and if you look at my message, nowhere is there hate speech. I'm not a racist. And, you know, it's easy for people just to believe everything they see on the news, that, oh, these militias are bad and, you know, they're all white supremacists and things like that. You know, I've trained with African Americans and other ethnicities, and, you know, I just think it's wrong the way that they're putting us out there like that. But I understand at the same time that, you know, being part of the militia, that's one of the downfalls.
Look, what's happened is being involved covering the militia, a lot of these guys have never been in the military. I haven't either. I'm not up here being macho. And they want that experience. And they know America's in trouble, and they're good guys.
Well, but a lot of the leaders of the groups are actually former military.
No, I understand that. I'm just telling you what I've experienced. And they're very easily led. They're easily led by feds to set you up and get you in trouble. All I'm saying is that the militia wants to be mainstream, which it's in the U.S. Code, it's in the Constitution, and doesn't want to be demonized. We should be out in the open and out in the open about our liberty and freedom. And generally, it's associated with bad guys wearing masks and wearing hoods. And it's easily associated with Al-Qaeda, which is also a CIA creation, wearing masks and hoods. And I understand people that want to be secretive, and they have their First Amendment to be secretive and do this. I just think militias might want to have a public spokesperson who's good-looking and well-spoken, who goes out and does the talking, instead of people in masks looking like the PLO. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said, I didn't realize that, you know, all this was going to come to pass, and I've actually contemplated putting a video up where I'm not, you know, wearing any kind of mask or voice modulator. You know, and I'm not afraid of the FBI or the government. It was more to like protect my family and things like that, not bring any unwanted attention towards them. You know, like I said, my wife's been scared to death since this whole thing's come to pass. You know, I'm like, check it out, honey, I'm on the news. You know what I mean? It was very surreal. But I do agree with you about covering your face and everything.
Now, did YouTube take your videos down?
I don't know if YouTube did, but someone somehow hacked my computer. I had threats on my comments saying we're going to hack you and things like that, and I didn't really take it seriously. And then I got a phone call saying all your videos are down, and I got on there, and I had no more videos up, so I lost all my hits on my videos. But I am putting them back up, and I'm going to try to take measures, you know, put up a good firewall so that this doesn't happen again.
Was the whole YouTube channel shut down or just your videos?
The channel itself was still up, but all the videos were taken down and all of my comments were erased, and they messed with a few other things on there. But, you know, as of now, it's back up and running, but I just don't have all my videos up yet.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if I was you, if you want your family to be safe, I would come out, do a video, explain why you did it, because the feds will sick local dumb cops they use on you, and down the road they may set you up with a pipe bomb or something to introduce you as the Pale Horse. Even that name, they're going to love you.
Oh, yeah,
because it's all about simple branding. And I'm not saying you can't wear a mask and be on TV and have a scary voice changer. I'm just telling you it plays directly into their hands. I mean, the majority of Texans in polls want to secede and have the Republic of Texas. So the feds went out and found the one group of people in a trailer who immediately declared themselves president. That's not how it's done. You have the revolution first, then you have an election of a president. And so they killed the people in their trailer, basically. And then, because it was ridiculous to see hillbillies announcing themselves president. So they try to demonize any revolution by going to the more kooky or ridiculous angles out there. And we're not going to be able to stop this happening. It's just that we have to then make the public aware of how this whole battle of images works. And so I just want you to know that the way you did this video, I mean, anybody, how many Al-Qaeda videos have we seen put out by the Pentagon? It's now been admitted mainstream news. Do they do it just like this, with a blue screen behind them, a lieutenant standing the same way, looking clownish, and somebody else with a scary-looking gun, you know, the most scary type, what, a semi-automatic Uzi, or what is that?
In the newest video, that is an Uzi semi-automatic.
Yeah, So you've got all of this going on. I'm just telling you, it's a nightmare out of central casting. And, yes, if I was you, I'd show up on TV in a suit and tie and say, look, I just did this, you know, to get my message out and maybe talk about these issues. You're free to use some of these clips as we sit here and discuss today. Because when we politically show up in a suit and tie, when we politically say we're mainstream and the establishment is bad, think about how much we discredit the system by showing them in black ski masks. Does that discredit the New World Order to have their goon police in secret police outfits with automatic weapons? Is that not an image of evil and oppression? Do people not instinctively not like that, Pale Horse?
It seems that way, you know, but I think people sometimes focus too much on image and they need to focus more on the message. And once again, you know, I'm not giving a hateful message.
Yeah, but I took my kids to Schlitterbahn yesterday and they had the Congo ride and it was supposed to be scary with a African mask going, you know, meant to make it fun and scary. And so when you do that, that's what it's tailor-made. That's why they said, this is perfect. Now, because you didn't say a bunch of bad stuff, they didn't show much of what you had to say. Again, I'm not here preaching at you. I'm just for all the militia, for all of us, this is a great teaching tool today. And maybe people disagree with me. Maybe I should do the show. You know, one time I did a show in a black ski mask and camo. In fact, pull that up, Alex Jones, Global Love Cop. But I did it as them, to discredit them. You understand?
Yeah.
See, when I did a Joker, I did it as pro-New World Order, to discredit them. And it was pointed at kind of the dumbed-down masses. And again, I'm not some master propagandist. I've had to learn how the enemy operates. I use truth, okay, but I still will use some imagery more and more. Like used to, I would just come in here in a T-shirt for the TV show, and I said, no, I'll buy a couple sports jackets and some shirts because it's more effective. It's all presentation. I'm not on some high horse here, pale horse, pun intended. I mean, there I am in a black ski mask from like 1997, 98. And then we locally found the tape and re-aired it back in 05. But I'm a SWAT team, New World Order, national police officer in this video. And I'm talking about how wonderful it's going to be to take your guns and you stage terror to bring in a New World Order.
Yeah.
And so see, I'm not on a high horse here with you. I'm saying when I did this, it was to discredit the establishment.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, when I first put this video up that got attention, all this attention, you know, I mean, I just had no idea what was to come. I mean, there's millions of videos on YouTube, and I never thought in a million years that mine would be singled out, you know, and I was happy to see that it was getting a lot of hits and things like that. And but then it just kind of snowballed and kind of exploded in my face. And, you know, I mean, I am a little worried about, you know, being raided at any moment by the ATF or someone like that, you know. But the fact is that, you know, I'm not doing anything illegal. And, you know, I guess I went
you
the wrong
way. You are
not
going to be raided, but they don't care. They will come in. The VATFE is the most corrupt agency out there. Literally, going back to their revenuer days when they were the whiskey tax police, they're the first illegal federal police force. Except for the U.S. Army, they were the first. But the issue is they will come in your house, they will modify that Uzi and send you to prison. They will put a pipe bomb on you, knock your teeth out, put you in a vehicle, drive you around, and diesel you till your feet explode in your shoes. I mean, these guys kill cops. You know who they send? More and more, it looks like FBI didn't kill Terrence Yakey, the police officer in Oklahoma City. It looks like BATF, now BATFE, killed him. So let me tell you, you want to deal with hardcore murderers who enjoy killing people. You don't want to deal with the BATFE. These are hardcore murderers on average. Some of them investigate fires and explosives. But the special political division they've got is the most criminal group you can imagine. I would put the semi-auto Uzi at your parents' house or your cousin's for a while. I would come out, clean cut in a suit, explain why you did it, but again, that's your opinion. And I don't think they're going to come after you now that you've been on this show. If they were allowed to start using you as a poster boy, which they may start doing, then they may bust you and set you up. I'm just warning you.
No, and I've been told, you know, by some of the people in the militia movement that I'm friends with, you know, I'm like, CNN contacted me and, you know, this producer from CNN, and she wanted to talk with me, and he's like, don't do it. You know what I mean? He's saying,
yeah, they will distort anything and everything you say.
They could try to make me the next Timothy McVeigh, you know what I mean?
So. Exactly. That's what Tim McVeigh worked for special forces, confirmed, it's come out in federal documents. He was videotaped at military camps years after he was supposedly out. He thought he was an anti-militia movement, deep cover, and he thought he was running a BATFE sting, and they set him up and then drugged him and then threatened to kill his family if he didn't go along with it.
And the same thing with Oswald. You know.
Exactly. CIA on record, congressional testimony. We have a CIA control number. He worked at top secret U-2 spy plane facilities in Japan. Absolutely. I mean, even if you worked for them, they'll burn you. I'm just saying, don't play into their hands. But not just you. No one else out there. If you want to go out with your buddies and dress in camo for rural operations, if you ever have to defend the Republic, fine, that's great. But most operations should be how to infiltrate peacefully. An operation is going to city council, getting signed in, going in, rallying people in a three-minute speech. The feds are taking over. The foreign banks are taking over our city. Please support me. Meet me at the back here after the city council meeting. Let's form a citizens group to fight this takeover. And being in a suit and tie, forming a group, having rallies, having demonstrations, starting a radio show, starting a website, putting up flyers, and then having an auxiliary shooting club, getting a member that has a piece of property, somebody who's established in the community that owns a feed store or a car wash, who you know is not a Fed, going out and training, Second Amendment for America. Just right out in the open, red, white, and blue T-shirts on, and then you're mainstream. Then we get the military and police. Then we take over. Then we get the republic back. We take back over from the New World Order. You understand how this works?
Yes, definitely.
And look, none of us are perfect. I've been a wild man all these years, and more I realize that the theatrics got me a giant audience. But more and more now that I am this leader, I've got to go to the next level and control myself, pale horse.
Man, and I've heard people call you a Fed before, you know what I mean? So,
well, that's what the Feds do. That's their favorite. See, they got a lot of different tools. But a Fed doesn't tell you you've got power. A Fed doesn't tell you to peacefully get involved. A Fed doesn't tell you to not creep around the shadows. A Fed tells you to hide in the dark, not stand up in the light. Okay? And then look at the fruits. Look at how I've woken up the majority of people. Stay there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
It is an info war.
Nobody wants to know him.
And there's a careful balance. We don't want to be so into image that we're mainstream, that our knees are knocking and we're scared to even reach out to people and have to have some communications director that crafts everything. Be wild, get angry. Be focused, be serious, be happy. you know, the world takes all different kinds to operate. It's just the feds operate in secrecy. They love secret militias that get seduced into doing things illegal. So the minute you're ever in a militia and hear somebody say, let's go case out the police station, you know immediately that's a federal informant. And ladies and gentlemen, we have them at restaurants and bars and on vacation and everywhere I go. It happens to my producers. It happens when our guys go to an event and sell videos while I'm giving a speech. You know, they come up and say, let's go attack cops. You can follow them outside. Sometimes they're even in an unmarked police car. They're there. And they will plant stuff on you. They've done this to a lot of other people, especially the Michigan militia, which is riddled with feds. And a lot of deep cover feds. And so I just warn people about that. If you join the Appleseed groups or local shooting groups, that's great. Or with your friends, start a local military history group or shooting club or hunting club. Just, we're going to defend America. We're going to follow the Bill of Rights Constitution, like Oath Keepers say. And we've gotten to the point now where all these former governors and Governors Association people and former members of Congress and current members of Congress are saying the government plans on creating martial law, on putting 400,000 troops on the streets. I mean, it's now mainstream. This isn't 1995 when the feds could just bomb a building and blame us and then shut us down. That's over. But they're still going to try it. And so I want to warn people that the feds are planning to bomb themselves and then try to go arrest some people. And I want to just let people know that this is very real. And if we don't stand up and say no to the globalists, they're going to take America and the world down into this neo-fascist eugenicist system, this planetary government that's going to carry out the eugenics, as the White House science czar says in eco-science. So this isn't a game or a drill. And none of us are up to the challenge. You know, life is very tough in many ways. But even though none of us are perfect, none of us are up to it, we got to be up to it. You know, the establishment, they're not invincible either. So even though we think we're not up to the challenge, we are. Pale Horse, final comments in the last minute and a half we've got.
Basically, I just want to tell everyone to keep waking people up. And, you know, if you do want to train with the militia group, like he was saying, you know, don't get involved in anything that you wouldn't believe to be kosher or something that could get you in trouble. And I myself have never done anything like that. You know, I just do simple paramilitary training.
Have you ever had people, though, ask and say, hey, you think we ought to get violent? Think we ought to hit first?
Honestly, no.
Well, see, that's another problem with the feds. There are so many militias, so many more now than there were in the 90s, and also lessons learned in the 90s, that there are just militias everywhere that are real and secret. And I'm saying it's good to have some that are secret, some that are lone wolf, as they're called, and some that are public. But, I mean, do you see the need for a public movement?
Well, you know, my group's been public. I myself, you know, remained anonymous, but, you know, I've had a website for years, and, you know, like I said, I have a MySpace channel and a YouTube channel, so, you know, my group is not underground whatsoever.
Well, it takes all kinds. Pale Horse, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.